This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talking about the freak show that is leftism. It rears its ugly head in every aspect of what you do. You have children, you're dealing with it, with schools. Certainly this LGBT crap that's going on right now, we're going to talk about that in just a bit. We talked about it in the first segment of last hour. But every aspect of your being, whether it's tax policy, they want more of your money to do what? To spend it on nonsense. To give it to LGBT freaks, to give it to black terrorists, to give it to feminists. To give it to the transsexuals who want to beat up on women. You tell me whatever their secret sauce is. They want to do something with your money. They're stealing it openly, brazenly, walking into the bank saying, "Give me Kevin Jackson's money," while you stand there in line going, "But wait a minute, I need to get it out." And they're right in front of you, taking your money out and then daring you to confront them. So I asked earlier in the broadcast, you feel like you're at war? Because you are. You're a DEFCON 1, and you may not even realize it. Going back to this LGBT nonsense, and I'm going to call it what it is, because I don't judge people on sexuality. If you want to have sex with a goat, that's up to you. I think it's freaky. I hope there's a law against it for the goat's sake, because who would want to have to subject themselves to a leftist, you know, to some sort of a buggering by leftists every day? I mean, we're doing it. But we're human beings. We're sentient. We should be able to make the decision of, do we want the left to screw us today? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. So I'm fighting back. You know, I'm that inmate saying, "I'll take you on. You know, you mess with me, you're going to lose your naughty bits if you keep coming at me." But a goat has no choice. But if you want to screw a goat, I don't really care. I think it's, as I said, it's demented, but it's your business. But if you want children to watch you do it, then that's a whole other thing. I saw this, I don't know what it was called. It was an award-winning show, supposedly. And the very first episode, the Prime Minister of England, one of the royal family members, a lady, the princess, gets kidnapped. And the Prime Minister is asked to have sex with a pig on camera or they'll kill the princess. And the dilemma is, you know, his numbers are down and his wife is like, it's going to embarrass the family. But he's like, but I got to do this because I can't be looking like I'm insensitive to it. And, you know, I'll have to ask them to forgive me. And they tried to make it, you know, get in a stand in to do it on his behalf. And they end up sending the princess pinky back by saying, "We know what you tried to do." So ultimately, the Prime Minister of England has sex on camera with a pig. And all is well for this little Hollywood story. That was a true thing that I just described that was part of the Hollywood story. Now, you wonder why I started the Flick Fest, a web streaming service that shows good films, because this is on right now on like Netflix or Prime or whatever, and they want you to believe that this is the type of thing that could happen. Let me tell you something. If you said to me, "Kevin, in order to save somebody's life, you got to, you know, mess up your own reputation and you're going to have sex with a barnyard animal," sorry for you. "Well, Kevin, what if it were your child?" Well, you know what? I'd be down one. But I can tell you this, and no offense to you, but you can be mad at me if you want. I ain't going to have sex with a pig over anybody else's kid. I might consider it over mine, but since I have boys and not girls, I might just, like I said, I'd be down a kid. But I'm not going to do that. There are things that you are principled enough to say I'm not going to do that you should do, and you should be able to stick with it. But what they're telling you is we are willing to sacrifice ourselves and do these crazy, debaucherous things for the sake of the greater good, right? So what is the greater good now? The greater good is these people putting their kids, their genitalia in the faces of your children, trying to normalize pedophilia and all these other weird things that they do with kids and make you look like the freak. If you didn't want this guy to have sex with the pig, you're the freak. Come on. We're all got to cheer for this guy. He's going to have sex with the pig in order to save the princess. The princess? Let me ask you. Would it have been any different if it had been a normal citizen? Ask yourself, as you contemplate this scenario with me, ask yourself, if the prime minister were asked to save the life of some girl who got kidnapped who wasn't the princess, would he have had to screw the pig? And the answer is probably no. Most likely no, because it would have been an ordinary girl. But this was the princess, part of the royal family. What's that setting you up for? What is that telling you? I'll let you contemplate that for just a bit, because I know what it's telling me. It's telling me there's a hierarchy, and I'm not in it. I'm at the lowest end of that hierarchy. Moving along, a person tweeted this. My thoughts after driving past the NYC Pride event. And I don't know if you saw it. Total freak show. She wrote this. Everyone looks physically unhealthy. These weren't hard body, you know, Chippendale gay guys that are all greasing each other up before the show. She says, everyone looks physically unhealthy. The females here desperately need deodorant and razors ASAP. That's why I call them the hairy underarm crowd. She wrote this, despite all rainbows and colorful flags, everyone looks depressed. See, that's the thing about the LGBTQ community, that the little dirty secret that they won't tell you. They suffer. They can't stand themselves. They so want to be like us. They want to be normal. And instead of recognizing that they've got a problem, they say, we're going to hide our problem and make it yours. We're going to transfer our problem. It's not us, it's you. You're unforgiving. I say to them all the time, I don't care what you do. But that's not enough. Oh, so what, you don't care? So what did you, you know, say, make a bond stronger than marriage? So what, you don't seem to have a care in the world about, you know, what we flaunt in front of your faces, sir? I don't. I care about it when you do it for the kids. I care about it when you want to legislate it. But other than that, I don't care what you do. If you want to burn down your house, I'm not going to stop you. And they know this. So what they do is they got to, because they know that how I and most of us, you feel like I do, feel about this, they have to make you feel guilty for not coming along with them for their full ride. Why are you not buying into it? And you know what it is? They are depressed. They know they're sick in the brain. They know they got a problem. Now, most of, I'm not talking about the regular, I'm talking about the ones that are on that freak fringe zone. They know they got a serious problem and they can't deal with it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
RFK Jr. is getting a lot of press these days. You've probably seen it out there. It's got that Katharine Hepburn sounding voice. Something's going on with his voice, and that's sad, because he's a seems to be a pretty genuine guy. But as they are touting him, I am beginning to smell a rat. And I said that we have to be careful of RFK Jr. Now, I'm not afraid of him. He's not going to defeat Trump in the sense of, oh, we're going to suddenly go, let's take this very RFK Democrat and, was it, I'm sorry, JFK, RFK, JFK Democrat, getting my initials confused, who's his uncle, and let's not get too caught up in the type of Democrat that he is, because he's pragmatic in some ways, right? He's still a Democrat. And I agree with him on issues related to the vaccine. But that you got to be more than a one-trick pony to get my attention. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Oh my goodness. So I say take heed with RFK, because I've seen this type of scenario before. And the Democrats are sneaky. They play the long game. This guy is dangerous in the sense that he could take votes from the Democrats. His stance on COVID is made, a lot of Democrats feel that way about it. And I don't remember all his policies, but there are two or three things where RFK Jr. is saying all the right things. He's saying conservative things. Now, because he's a Democrat, you could be thinking to yourself, well, he's taking those votes from the Democrats because that's the way that, you know, there are a lot of people in the Democratic Party that feel this way. They feel like Trump's being prosecuted wrongly, politically. They feel like, you know, they shouldn't be locked down. They have these conservative sort of values, but they vote Democrat. And he can take those votes away from them. Let me just tell you this, America. We don't need them. We don't need anybody's votes. We can win elections without ever having to pay homage to an RFK Jr., a Democrat. We don't have to do it. Because here's the other thing. What he's really there for, if you ask me, why the Democrats want him in this race is they hope that he can take votes from Trump. And trust me, I'll tell you, they are test polling independents right now. If Robert Kennedy ran, who would be this or that? They're still looking for the great white hope because they need somebody that's going to bring Trump down. And Gavin Newsom, you can bet he's watching RFK Jr. to see what's resonating and what he can take. I just saw him make a statement about I don't remember, what was it, gun control? See if you guys can find it. I think you might have put it in my notes. But the point is, it was Gavin Newsom trying to placate us. Let me tell you what's going to happen with him. As radical as this guy is, Gavin Newsom's going to try to come across as a centrist. He's going to give you excuses as to why he ruined California, and he's going to make a lot of people believe it. Because that's his job. But the Democrats are in big trouble. And all we have to do is capitalize. I saw this this thing. It said approximately 800 women die each year from pregnancy-related issues, pregnancy-related causes. The CDC, this person wrote, blames racism for this. They say that women of color can't get adequate medical care and so on and so forth. But do you understand this? Of those 800 women that die each year from pregnancy-related causes, abortion is number one, is the biggest reason why they die from that. You want to know what the second biggest reason is? It's going to blow your mind. Substance abuse. Yeah. So, it's not the oppression of men on women or whatever, it's substance abuse. You want to know the third largest case of why 800 women die from pregnancy-related causes? Violence. Abortion, the it's my body, it's my choice crowd, are killing more women, pregnant women, than anything else. Substance abuse, which Democrats seem to have no problem with, and violence. All three of those things the Democrats own. And if I were running a pro-life group, and I knew that these were the causes, I know I could come up with some pretty amazing stuff to present to make the case. Now, you may see that number and say, well, Kevin, it's 800 women. I mean, come on. But your daughter, your aunt, your sister, perhaps your spouse, would it matter if one of those 800 were them? Of course it would. You'd see things differently. But I want you to understand that all these places where we have to go to battle with the left, and we don't. I've talked about the creative marketing of keeping a baby. Think about it. There's a natural, did you ever watch puppy commercials or the little cat things? This is what Rumble was all about when it first started. You couldn't get a political post up there that monetize. They wanted all puppies and kittens and birds and whatever. And they're finally got the hint and they're starting to monetize. But regardless, if you're sitting in there watching these animal videos, I saw a squirrel hamming it up on the camera the other day with a broom, and they said this squirrel deserves an award. It would take the broom would fall on it, and it would play dead. I don't know who trained this squirrel, but it was hysterical. And I watched it four times because it's interesting, it's funny, it's clever. Well, let me ask you, do you think we could be clever showcasing women with their babies, giving birth to babies, et cetera? Could we show the loneliness and the isolation that women have when they've gone through an abortion, or maybe how they feel towards their friends? Could we make movies about stuff like that really hit home? I know I can. I'm full of great ideas around this stuff, but I don't think that the Republicans have given 2 seconds of thought. Meanwhile, 800 women die each year from pregnancy-related causes. If the Republicans were fighting on the opposite side of this spectrum, and we were killing 800 women a year, you would think we were shooting them in firing squads and dumping them in community graves. They would play it up to the hilt. So look, we talked about JFK, we talked about these women. All I'm telling you is we have to have a level of creativity. We have to think differently. Don't take JFK at face value. Think about what he represents to the Democrats and how they might be using it. Then look in the situation of these women dying. How could we use them? What can we use in our favor? Let's think about it from a marketing and sales perspective, and we will change the way we approach these problems.
Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he didn't invent it, but he's all for calling his plan Bidenomics. In a speech in Chicago, he laid out what his administration has already done to improve the economy and laid into the long-held Republican philosophy.
The trickle-down approach failed the middle class. It failed America. It blew up the deficit. It increased inequity. And it weakened our infrastructure.
Former President Trump says it was all bravado. His word describing him flashing papers he said were secret Pentagon attack plans. Trump spoke to two reporters last night aboard his plane, saying he had no classified papers in that interview with Reuters in 2021. Another ugly day for the weather. A heat dome that refuses to move is sending heat indexes well into the hundreds. And at the airports, ugly again. Right now, FlightAware counts more than 4,000 canceled or delayed flights. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The guy wrote a piece, and he says, for those who think Trump shouldn't be POTUS in 2024 because he didn't fully drain the swamp in his first term, allow me to offer some perspective. Well, I'll offer you perspective immediately. Trump exposed the swamp, exposed that it started to drain it to the point where we went, wow, that really is a swamp here. I thought it was a lake. So we shouldn't even be thinking about it in that perspective. But he's saying this, and I'm going to go with it for just a bit. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So he says, do you remember what it was like in 2017? Do you remember how many people were still brainwashed by TV? Now, he stops there. Brainwashed by TV? Brainwashed by media in general. Brainwashed by Hollywood. Brainwashed by social media, which became the window to the world for most people. Most people were getting their news from Facebook. I think there were 70% of the news. Now that's shifted. Twitter is now the majority of the news for most people. And I think it's going to become a bigger piece of the news story. At least that's what I'd be doing if I were Elon Musk. So, that's a little bit of the backdrop. And he goes on to say this, the writer of this article says, if Trump arrested deep state actors as soon as he showed up, it would have been chaos. Civil war. Mass civilian casualties. Legitimate threat to the NatSec. Breakdown of society, etc. He really believes that if Trump had gone in and just started cleaning house, that would have been the case. I don't know that I agree with that, but I do agree that Trump's approach would have had to be a lot more delicate than maybe he's used to doing. And as I've told you guys, there are two things I don't like about Trump. One was his handling of COVID, and two is his selection of personnel. And maybe I've said this too. I give Trump the benefit of the doubt. He got in there. He said, I'm going to keep a certain number of people maybe to figure them out. And then I'll balance that down the road. Maybe that's what he was doing. But a lot of bad people, the Scaramucci's, the Omarosa's, and others. And I don't blame Tillerson. I know Tillerson didn't fit. There are people that don't fit ideologically, that's not the right word, from a personality standpoint. But they fit ideologically. But I saw who he picked, and I was like, okay, maybe Trump is, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But I don't know that I can do that anymore. So if he gets elected again, I expect him to make really good choices. I expect him to really go in there and drain the swamp and finish the job. But this guy says it would have been chaos had he done it at the time. So he goes on, he says, during that time, a small percentage of the population even knew about the deep state, let alone believed it was real. I agree with that. says Trump and his supporters were mocked relentlessly back then for talking about the deep state. And now it's recognized as a reality. Consider, I'm not reading from his stuff anymore. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I did not realize how deep the, quote, deep state went until Donald Trump became president. And now I look at what James Comey did, what Christopher Wray is doing. I look at what Brennan did, Clapper, and many others all throughout the supposed intelligence community, how much they became the attack dog arm of the Democratic Party, and we're just supposed to sit there and grin and bear it. I've seen it firsthand. So, and we, you have as well. This thing with Hunter Biden, come on. Come on, man, right? They said a large percentage of Americans believed the mainstream media at the time that Trump conspired with Russia. Hard to believe, but that's true, too. On top of that, he said Trump was hamstrung by the Mueller investigation. If Trump went scorched earth on the deep state during his time, it wouldn't have worked. Leftists were already emboldened to riot due to the BLM insanity, and he claims that it might have been ugly. That's all speculation, but, you know, we could go with that. For the sake of this discussion, I agree. Timing would have sucked. They would have said Trump is trying to protect himself, yada, yada. But where are we right now? I want you to put yourself in a position where they are right now. Look at what the left is doing to us, knowing that Joe Biden is a criminal, that his son ran a criminal enterprise, that the FBI protected him, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, every piece of this dirty, deep swamp that Trump talked about is protecting the DNC. And what are we doing? We're twiddling our thumb. We're reading a paper while Rome burns. Think about what would have been, what this guy is describing and saying, the left would have revolted. Well, at least they didn't have guns. And here we sit, flipping the script, asking ourselves the very same questions. And I will tell you, the truthful answer is, we should have already been storming the castle, metaphorically. He says, we are on pace to handle it in Trump's second term. And then they released C-19, COVID-19, on the world. The biomedical police state was implemented. Mail-in ballots were sent out en masse. The steal happened and everything changed. He's right. Told you what you already know. He says, however, Biden's disastrous term pretty much confirmed Trump was right about everything. The American people got a quick four-year dose of full-blown Orwellian totalitarian dystopia. This caused a significant portion of the people to wake up to the realities about corruption and degeneration of society that Trump was talking about. He's spot on here. Never has it been more clear in our political lives what's going on in this country than it is right now. Never. This is as good as it gets. And the question I ask you, and I ask it at the beginning, do you think you're a DEFCON 4 at peace, or do you think you're a DEFCON 1, which is at war? And if you believe that we are at war, then you know you gotta have Trump back in office, whether you like it or not. DeSantis doesn't believe we're at a war. Oh, he fought some little skirmishes in Florida. But these were skirmishes that Trump started. Trump essentially said, okay, General DeSantis, you deploy. I need you to take care of COVID and all this other stuff. Because Trump, in his defense, he said, look, I developed the vaccines. I did what they told me. But I didn't mandate that we lock down. I didn't mandate that you get the shot. In fact, I was offering other stuff. I have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and other potential remedies. Anyway, I don't want to get too far afield. He goes on, he says, the left, the media, the corporations, all of the elements of the deep state went completely bat crap crazy, exposing themselves to the people. Now add the optics of Biden weaponizing the DOJ to go after Trump over nothing, and all of a sudden, if Trump went after the deep state in his second term, the public would not only understand it, they would agree with him. I agree with this guy. Now, I believe that Trump could have gone after the deep state in his first term had he done it right. But in this particular case, now that it turned out better. I don't like the coup occurred because we got Ketanji Jackson Brown as a Supreme Court justice. We've got inflation through the roof that's cost me an additional $40,000 to live under Biden than it did under Trump. You as well. But all that worked out in our favor because they deciding to go after Donald Trump in the way that they did, the Letitia James, the Alvin Braggs, and now this Jack Smith guy, while letting Joe Biden and his team get away with all this craziness, speaks to exactly what he says. Now, look, I'm talking about this strictly from a strategy point of view. You could bring in DeSantis. I don't know if you like him or not. Who do you like? Put that person in power. They don't have what Trump has. They cannot go after him. Trump has now been given permission to go after the people that did this to him. He says, then there are additional layers. Like that the Biden administration and their deep state affiliates are 100% responsible for the war in Ukraine as they try to defend their illegal offshore proxy created via the CIA color revolution in 2014. You'll have to look that up. I have no idea what he's talking about. Funding an army, Nazi military forces, and dragging the U.S. and NATO into World War III with a nuclear superpower Russia. China is waiting patiently in the shadows. Why will Trump drain the swamp during his next term? Maybe to stop that, huh? Because the people get it now, they see what he was talking about. They have a front row seat to witness for the last 7+ years. Trump now has a political ammunition and global support to do what is necessary and to rid the world of the deep state. And equally as important, the deep state have lost control of their narrative because of the parabolic takeover of citizen journalism, thanks to Elon Musk reintroducing free speech on Twitter. Trump didn't have all this going for him the first time. He says now the world is much more awake. They know what this is about, and more of them will continue to wake up as Joe Biden continues these reckless policies. So I agree with him on much of this, but then there's a few holes. What are your thoughts? I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not that long ago, Donald Trump said in a speech, "We have a rigged country. We have a country that's corrupt. We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems. We're a nation in decline, and then they do this stuff, and you see where the people are." He was speaking in conjunction and with respect to his classified information's case. And he had tweeted that the grand jury was never told about the Presidential Records Act or the Clinton Sox case, both exonerating. I'm not sure what he's saying by exonerating, meaning that, you know, both of them should be free of whatever they did. I don't know what the Clinton Sox case is about, so I can't speak intelligently about it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are sticking in there with me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's tons in the news, folks. Sweden is returning to nuclear energy, and that just completely sent a shockwave through the global cabal of, you know, global climate change and all that. Problem is, Sweden can't drive it. the United States should be the ones driving it. Well, we're driving it off the cliff. What else we got? We'll get to this one in just a second. Grassley talking about how the FBI protects the Bidens. But another story that caught my eye was all these top cops that are resigning. Have you seen this? It's pretty substantial. A lot of these top cops are saying they've had enough. So they're cashing out. We have some polls that we could talk about. I'm not sure that I want to get too much into those. And we also have results from the Pfizer trials. And I'll just put it to you this way. It's not good for Pfizer. But it rarely is. Let's go back to Trump. So Trump says that we have a rigged country. He's saying that America's become a third world nation, a third world crap hole, to use some of his earlier speech. And this is on the heels of him having to appear in Miami for arraignment on 37 counts of allegedly mishandling classified documents. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, who's mishandled classified documents and has many a treasure trove of them and has obviously given Hunter Biden access to them, there's nothing being done. 5 years of investigating Hunter Biden, and where are we? Pretty much at square one. Nothing's happened to him. I don't think that's going to last, but that's where we are right now. But ask yourself, Hunter's gotten off to now, and we're going to get him. But would 5 years, we've known about this. What about the FBI? Should Christopher Wray remain in office? Should Comey not, or in that position? Should Comey not be arrested at this point? If you're like me, I'm sick of I don't want to hear any more Comer speeches. I don't want to hear any more Grassley speeches. I don't want to hear Jim Jordan. I don't want to hear any of them. I want to see people get arrested. It's way past time. Grassley was talking about how the FBI was protecting the Bidens, and he was talking about a document. It says this document states that Burisma possesses these two audio recordings. We played one of them where Joe Biden literally is saying that I'm going to interfere. I'm going to get with the FBI. I'm going to validate that they have quit investigating this aid to this Ukrainian oligarch. And because the guy's like, I really want to make sure that this is not happening. And Biden's like, no, it isn't. It isn't. They stopped. They called it. It's not going to happen. You send us the money, we're all good. Kept as an insurance policy, they say, in case he got into a tight spot. On that 1023, he knew, Joe Biden did, that Burisma was employing Hunter Biden. And yet again, I want to tell you, he said, nope, I had nothing to do with my son's businesses.
President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter's business associates while he was vice president.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
I don't discuss business with my son. And because I don't discuss things with my son or my family, because I don't want to have any knowledge. I don't want to be accused of, well, you talk with your son or you talk with your whomever.
Do you stand by your statement that you do not discuss any of your son's overseas business?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
Did that sound like talking points to you a little bit? I've never discussed it. I don't discuss business. Now, look, I'll admit if you get an interview and somebody asks you the same question, you might say it the same way, but I've been asked the same question a lot. Like, Kevin, why do black people vote Democrat? And Kevin, why weren't you a Democrat? And based on the mood, I don't know that you could make a composite of me doing something like that. I just don't. I think that you would look at it and go, wow, he's answering honestly based on the temperature of the room. And I don't split any hair. I'm not going to change my view on it. I'm just saying I'll say, well, you nuance it based on the audience. There's no nuance here. I didn't. I never discussed business. I've never discussed. That's rehearsed. That's just me saying it, but I think it's true. I think it's rehearsed. Anyway, they go on to say, based on facts known to the Congress and the public, it's clear that the Justice Department, the FBI, haven't had the same laser focus on the Biden family. noting that special counsel Jack Smith has used a recording against former President Trump. Getting a full and complete 1023 is critical to the American people to know and understand the true nature of the document to hold the Justice Department and FBI accountable. It's also important for serving constitutional congressional oversight powers against an out-of-touch executive branch, obviously drunk with political infection. I don't know if I'd say that, drunk with political infection, but I get it. I know what they're trying to say. It says, remember, Congress has received 1023s in the past and made them public, so asking for these to be turned over to the American people is not unusual. Much is unusual about this case. The unusual thing is that Joe Biden was anti-gun, Joe Biden was anti-crack, his legislation was for both of those easily provable, and yet Hunter Biden got a slap on the wrist for a crack and having a gun. So, which is it? It's a double standard of justice. How many people went to jail for crack cocaine? How many people went to jail on weapons charges? It's a dual system of justice, unquestionably. So, the Bidens have received money. We can track the money down because of the bank records supplied by the Chinese company Cathay Bank. We're still trying to figure out why the Chinese have started dropping dime on the Biden family, but it is what it is, and I could go on. Now, I talked about the Biden crime family, how they did it, what they were doing, influence peddling, paying people down to the grandchild level, which obviously leaves you questioning what did that person do. You have a Hunter Biden who we now know sent a strongly worded WhatsApp message to a Chinese partner to say, you better pay us our money because if you think that I'm mad now, wait until I get my daddy involved, who's the big guy. I don't know why this is being slow walked. I feel like it is. Just like with Durham, are you trying to be thorough? That's fine, but you should be thorough and make sure this gets out before the election cycle, so that we can actually do damage control when the left tries to refute it. They won't give up. I told you they will never give up on Wu Flu. They'll never give up on climate change. They'll never give up on robbing us of education. I'm talking about the expense of education, the indoctrination that occurs in education, the non-return on investment that we don't get in education. They will continue to dumb down the citizenry. They will continue to intimidate citizens into believing that we don't have rights to assembly, rights, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, whatever. They will continue to abuse the Constitution, using it for their own whim, as they have the 14th Amendment and letting anybody invade this country that they want. And here's the biggest of all these things, because I could continue in that mode. They will never take responsibility for the things that they do wrong. And they've done plenty. The LGBT community under the left is thriving. It's the only one. Even Muslims are scratching their head at this one. That's why they're not doing so well. I'm talking about the left isn't doing as well with these fringe groups as they were in the past. Still, don't think for one second they're not going to try to convince you that Trump's polls suck, Republican polls suck, conservative polls suck, Joe Biden is undefeatable, and no matter what, and until they officially get rid of him, which they will soon, he's unbeatable. That's what the media is going to tell you. So my question to you is, what are you going to do about it?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.